Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to another episode of Coco Caliente, where it's a mother and daughter production.
Where we talk about everything and anything all at the same time. Everything and nothing.
Yes.
And anything.
And anything too, I guess.
And today's going to be a show like that because it's just a bunch of random stuff and some questions we're answering. And so it's going to be all over the place.
That's fine. At least mom's got it planned out. I dropped the ball today, so...
Okay, so first of all, a few updates. We'll do the ugly lottery mystery is solved, and it was none of the rumors we had heard, and it was a gentleman from town, and I think he retired, and he got the check, or retired, right? He was close to retirement age already.
Yeah, how old is he, about 60s?
I think so.
Okay, yep. Good for him.
Yeah, so that was exciting, so yes.
It was nobody that we ever heard of winning. It was, I don't know where those rumors come from.
And then
from.
All of a sudden it just popped up on Facebook because it showed like that.
The $1 million check with him holding it, and dad sent it in the group, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and we had no idea.
A name we didn't hear. So he did a good job keeping that to himself. And I don't know where all the rumors, because where in the heck did any of them start?
That's so funny. Your mom at one point called you and accused you of winning $1 million, remember?
I know. Why?
I have no idea.
I don't know if she just was making that up herself or if somebody said, and she's like, did you win? And I'm like, no. And I think because I said it so casually, she's like, you did. I know you did. I already know you did. And I said, what? My family would all know if I won $1 million because I'd be so excited. But I was like, well, if you want to spread that I won, go ahead, I guess. But no, I did not win. I guess I should have sent her that in the group chat, you know, afterwards. And
my grandma's really funny because she's like my dad a little bit, where just the Facebook thing, she sees something on Facebook and she'll take one name and then she'll piece it to something else. And then suddenly she's just got, well, I guess dad doesn't really do that. My grandma will just come up with this story. And cause when I was on Big Brother, she would just all of a sudden have this story about other Big Brother people. And I'm like, Grandma, where did you hear that? She's like, I saw it on Facebook. And then it's...
And she would literally, it would be stuff that I knew was 100% not true. Mm-hmm. And I tell her, and she would argue and argue with me. And she's like, I'm going to find it. And then she'll call me back. I couldn't find it. And I said, Mom, it's not that I don't believe you that you read that, because yes, there's all kinds of stuff in those things. I believe that you read that. I said, it's not true. Like she called, in fact, when, this was kind of funny. Nicole, how did you put it up that where people thought you were pregnant again? Was it an old picture or was it something I posted?
No, it was an old picture and I put up, gosh, you put up Mother's Day and you put up my pregnancy announcement.
Yeah. So that was on like about 30 pictures I put on a Mother's Day post of like different things or, you know, important events or whatever. And so people saw that and spread that Nicole was pregnant again, even though it was the same picture from before. And so my mom calls and accuses me that Nicole's having a baby because she read it on Facebook. I was like, Mom, you would know way before Facebook.
What's actually funny is Victor's grandma, when I went to Puerto Rico, she said she saw it on Facebook too. And she goes, are you pregnant with another one? And I just thought she was calling me chubby. And then I was like, oh, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt because she said she saw that picture on Facebook. People just didn't put two and two together that it was like Mother's Day. And that was when I first found out.
And when I looked on it, the couple people that said it, everybody said, no, it says this year, this is her last picture. Look at her, whatever. But, you know, instead of
Arrow would be in any pregnancy announcement. Forward, you know what I mean? Yeah. People just must not think that. What's really funny is we got our Christmas pictures done and Janelle's like, do you want one of just you and Vic? Because she had her daughter that could watch Arrow, and we were both like, no. She's like, okay, most couples do. And I was just like, that feels really weird. I was like, but could you get one of me and Arrow? Isn't that kind of funny? But no. And then I was like, Vic, do you want one with Arrow? He goes, nah, I'm good. But I just felt really like wrong to take a picture without Arrow.
Like a family. Yeah, that would be
weird.
It was
Christmas pictures.
That's what I'm saying. Like a Christmas picture.
But most do when you think about it. Like they get a nice. But she goes, it's probably people who don't. You guys have so many pictures together. People who only get pictures once a year. So they have a picture together. They're all ready. It makes sense.
Right.
But I was just like. No, we're good. Maybe if we had like four kids, but it felt like bad leaving Arrow.
And I remember even when they had the Kmart portrait studios, they would do that each person. Then they would do one of just me and Dad. And I was like, I'm not going to order them once, but you can take them. And they, but you know, but so they're just okay.
I remember those Kmart. They pull the backgrounds down, they flop up, pull which one you went down. They put carpet on this like thing where you sit and then shake a little bear at you. All right, smile. And then like two clicks and it's over.
Yeah. And then you have no idea what they look like until you come to pick up your package and it's $129.99 if you want all the photos. Okay, I'll take them all.
So they print them no matter what?
They print them and then because they want you to want them. Yeah. You don't get to look and then. It'll be less like, well, what are you going to do with them? Well, we just throw them away if you don't, you know, if you don't take them all. So I'd most, unless they were horrible, horrible, mm-hmm. like with our eyes closed, I took them all the time.
Yeah, it's hard.
That's
to...
why you, when you open those bins, you see still 30 of the same picture pictures. And the ones all left, like 30 of the same picture that I didn't pass
out. It feels wrong though, because me and we just got fall pictures done. And normally when I hire a photographer, the photos, I guess, usually come with it. I didn't read the fine print. So you got to pick 8 photos. And then it was like there was probably like 60 and I just felt weird only picking 8. So I just paid like the $150 for all of them and I haven't even done anything with them. But I just felt like I couldn't just choose 8 because I wanted them all of Arrow and I wasn't going to pick any of me and Victor. And I was like, we should probably pick family ones. So they got me there too.
Yeah. So that's kind of like a sales gimmick.
Just like you won't delete photos off your phone. It's just weird.
Yeah.
You like want everything that your baby's in for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, so a few questions. Okay. Somebody asked if Arrow's going to any play groups and socializing right now. And we had talked about the music classes once, but right now,
no, because of RSV. Everybody that I see in this area is runny noses, horrible cough. I just want to avoid that.
I'm reading too, and I never checked my facts, but I'm reading like hospitals are.
No, Mariah, I talked to Mariah
full,
last night.
Right.
So Mariah's good friend. Mariah used to work in the pediatric ER in Grand Rapids, and she told me seeing 200 patients a day was like a really busy day. Right now they're seeing 240. And Mariah said, I cannot even, she goes, I was exhausted after seeing 200, putting 40 more on top of it in a shift. Cause she was talking about her friend, how her friend's exhausted and has a new baby. And she's just like, I can't even imagine. I said, is it RSV and everything? She goes, yes, so much. So people can call me overprotective. It doesn't bother me. I am going to avoid it. People will say about the immune systems. I don't believe that. I don't think having a runny nose 24/7 in your childhood is going to build up your immune system. I do not believe that. So this is how I'm choosing to parent.
And it's not like we're not around anybody. He definitely socializes, and he socializes with one-on-one with you know, other children. It's just not in great right in now in groups, but hopefully, mm-hmm. hopefully soon. I mean, hopefully things like slow down.
RSV season's when it's over nice in like January, right?
Yeah, and when it's or nice February. Outside and, you know, or it's too cold. Like, yes. Anyways,
he has such a reactive immune system. Like his doctor just told us it again because he had a reaction. We're doing one shot at a time, very slowly. He just had a reaction to varicella and I about passed out when I saw it 5 minutes in, huge lump on his leg. And now he still like has like bumps and all this stuff going on his leg. And I'm worried, actually. I'm going to call the doctor on that tomorrow just to tell her. But it's just like, she's like, wow, he has a very reactive immune system. And so I just think that for him specifically, I'd rather not even put him there.
Okay. And this question kind of goes with that one. Somebody asked what your chiropractor thinks of Arrow's reaction to shots.
My chiropractor doesn't do, or like she doesn't, I mean, I don't, it's not that I don't think she believes in it. She just thinks it's better not to vaccinate. So,
but she said if we are going to,
read the ingredients and everything, cause some are better than others and really slow one at a time. She's so comforting and she just supports me no matter what, which is really nice. And she makes it feel like it's okay to go slow and it's okay to, you know, if you whatever you choose, it's your child. Like you kind of have that gut feeling because I follow this mom on Instagram. And when Arrow had his really bad reaction back when he was 3 months, this mom, like I was just like crying for like days because I'd go to her page. I actually had to like, I don't even think I follow her anymore, but she lost her son and she says it's because of the vaccinations he got when he was younger. And it just like he kept progressing, getting worse and worse and worse. And the doctors wouldn't admit that and stuff. And so it was really hard for me to watch because I felt like I like made a wrong choice for Arrow. And then it took me a long time to kind of come back.
She was sending me all that stuff. I told her she has to quit going on that page. She has to quit reading it. She has to not relate everything. You know, she was like finding everything that was the same in both their cases. Mm-hmm. And I think that like it happened when he was young, like his reaction, but he didn't die until he was 2, right?
Yeah. Like close to 2. And like he was regressing backwards. Like he could babble, then he couldn't. And then he kept like hitting he kept going backwards on his marks. Like it took him a long time. Yeah. Milestones to walk and all these things. And it was like neurological damage that they could trace back to the shots, but not admit it, I guess. I don't know, but I was like messaging her at one point to share her story and she was willing to like tell me. And then I actually had to I didn't follow up on it because I knew that I would torture myself and it would be way worse. So it's such a hard thing because like as a nurse, when I was in medical, I'd be like, yes, like everyone needs to get their shots, da 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 da. When your child has a reaction, you think differently.
And that's the thing is, you know, I wish there was always just an exact right and an exact wrong. So you knew mm-hmm. this is what you have to do and this is mm-hmm. going to work and there's nothing, it's not going to do anything to you. So you didn't have to make decisions because any decision you make, whether you'll blame yourself, whether you didn't get them or you did get them, like it's just hard. Parenting is hard and it's just, you know,
everyone wants to do best for their children. Just what exactly is that? We all have opinions on what it is. And so that's why I will never argue with someone because you want to do what you want for your child. That's fine. You want to take your kid to all these things and interact with kids and you don't care if they get like sick type thing, then that's totally fine too. Like my aunt who works at a, what is it called? Daycare. She's like, RSV just left my room. Now it's in the infant room. And then it was in the whatever room. It just hops from room to room to room. I would not be able to focus if I knew it was even in the school at all. So I guess my anxiety is just far too bad to be able to do that. So I just don't torture myself, you know. And if I hear Phaedra thinks I'm psycho because if I hear someone coughing, I'll like text him in the store. I'll be like, avoid this aisle. And he's like, you're crazy. And then he's like, let's go to church. And I was like, okay, but if we hear anybody cough, like we are staying away from them.
And that's so bad because like, I never really worried about anybody coughing and sneezing before. Now a cough or sneeze like literally makes my hair on my back stand up. And it's like, okay, where is it coming from? And, you know, and actually Nicole did another bazaar on Saturday and her and Victor did the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I brought Arrow up for the afternoon because Victor wanted to go to the football game. And so we all were there and like Arrow wanted to sit on this 14-year-old girl's lap that was in the booth next to us the entire time. Like she was juggling balls. He made friends with her and plop. And it was like the whole time, you know, and we like literally tried to like say, come on, come over here. And she's like, no, it's okay. She wanted to play with him. She just kept mm-hmm. playing. I think she was bored. She just kept playing. But afterwards, Nicole's like, I don't know what to do when he does that kind of stuff. I said, yeah, we probably can't take him or whatever. But anyways, I was like, she didn't cough once. She didn't sneeze once. She didn't have no runny nose. I said, I felt good about it. So, I mean, I just relaxed and just, she wanted to play with him. I let her, mm-hmm. you know, play with him. But it was like, it's just terrible because like, what if we were locked in that thing and yeah, coughing was going on. I don't know. I would have had to leave or something. I don't know. But anyways, my mind is always going. Dave thinks I'm crazy too, because I'm like literally thinking before we walk into somewhere like of what I'm going to have to do if there's something going on.
Because if you can avoid it, why not? That's how I see it, just because of the past of him being sick. And we've been really fortunate lately. So it's just really hard to see your kid sick no matter what it is. And my stomach, and I immediately almost like go numb, like where I'm almost useless. You know, I freak out, I yell, and my body just kind of feels paralyzed. And so I'm just horrible with that. Well, when it's someone you love, it's so different than when you're caring for someone in the hospital. I feel like you can do what you need to do. But when it's someone, like when Victor got a hole in his head, when he stood up on a lantern and it went through his skull, oh my gosh, I was like, freaking out. Oh.
I was freaking out like that. My legs just turned to like rubber. That's just how it is. Like mm-hmm. when somebody you care about gets hurt, it's ugh. So I'm going to go on to the next thing. So, did somebody ask if your feelings changed about your dogs after having a baby?
Okay. No,
and they have cats and they said their feelings did change for their mm-hmm. cats after having a baby.
Yeah. So I guess in a way, like I'm definitely less, crazy about taking them to the vet for every little thing. I mean, yeah, of course you still feel like you love them just as much, but you definitely, Arrow took a lot of that like love up, and I do try to love on them as much as I can. What's really weird is this is a weird or normal. I was thinking about this in bed and I wanted to bring it up. It's kind of like sad too. Is it weird? I like torture myself already, like thinking about when something happens to my dogs, because they're already 14 years old. Like, what am I going to do? And I remember doing this with Candy Mom, and I was young. She passed away. We were both 16 when she passed away. And I remember like starting at age 10, I started to torture myself. I was like, oh my God, I love this dog so much. Like, what am I going to do without her? And then like every year I would just be like, I'm so grateful for her. Like it could happen anytime. I try to like mentally prepare myself, but at the same time, it's so torturous because it's like, they could have two really good years left in them, but I'm still every night just like thinking about it. Isn't that weird, Mom?
Yeah. It's weird to sit there and think about it and put that on you. They could have 10 years, you know, you never know. So there's, with your puppies, you shouldn't be thinking about that all the time, but you know, they're older and they're,
And they have been through everything with me. So I got them when I was a senior in high school. And so they were with me before Big Brother, before college, all the way to now, like from 17 years old. 17 to 30. That's a huge, I don't know. I just feel like they are my comfort. And I was telling my therapist, I was like, whenever I have anxiety that night, I just grab Beyonce and I just hold her and I feel better. And then I was thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do when I don't have Beyonce to keep me calm? She goes, do you have two? I said, yes, but they're both 14. She goes, time for a puppy. No, it's not. I'm just kidding.
It was kind of funny because when we did come home from the bazaar that night, Arrow, like, it was like we got here about 5 o'clock and I came back over here because Dave was hunting anyways and he wasn't home. So I came over here and Arrow climbed up. He was tired. So Arrow was sleeping on me and Nicole went over on the couch and she's like, oh, because it was a long day. She's like, I think Arrow slept on me for an hour and a half, 2 hours. She goes, that was nice. I got to actually hold the dogs and cuddle with the dogs.
Put my feet up, watch whatever I wanted on TV. I was cuddling my dogs. It was like all the worries.
She's like, I haven't cuddled the dogs like that in a long time. I mean, they're always in our bed. Like right now, they're one standing by me and one standing by her. They're always like right here. And
Beyonce follows me everywhere.
Saying she doesn't take him to the vet as much, she still takes him to the vet 10 times more than most people take their dogs to the vet. They're there monthly.
But I will say that Beyonce, remember, ate a chocolate bar and I called to make sure I didn't, like, I was anticipating bring her in. Before Mom, I would have been on that road before I made the call, said, meet me there right now. Yeah. She puked it up, though. We were all good. But, oh my gosh, Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I guess. And, you know, people had warned me that their dogs, it was Brittany Haynes. Is that how you say your last name? Or now Godwin. She's like, when I had kids, my dog was my everything. And then it was chopped liver. But so she like,
you're warned, definitely on chopped liver.
I know. So. And I think she was just being like exaggerating because she still loved her dog too. But it does change like a little bit for sure.
And talking about football, like Victor wanted to make the game because we're in the playoffs and mm-hmm. Ubley is doing so, so, so good. We only have one more game this Saturday. And if they win that, then they go to the state finals at the Ford Field, which I'm thinking, this is my opinion, that they're definitely going to go there. This is like the best team. Ubley has really good, actually in our area, we have really good football teams all the time, but Ubley has really good football team. This is their fourth straight Division 8 regional championship, but they also, like, what was I going to say?
Wait, Mom, wait, she's got a paper. No, wait, what the heck are you saying? Because I wrote down
my facts.
They're in the championship already?
They already won the Division 8 regionals. They won, what's the first thing? Is the
leagues.
Yeah, they won all of them up, but this is the fourth time that they won the regional. Like the kids that are seniors, so yeah. Since freshman year,
that's cool.
They're 12-0. They have 12 games they played so far, and they've won them all, and they've won them all with at least no less than 6 touchdowns each game they've had, and they've kept their opponent to 6 points per game. They've never got any close. And that's
usually at the end, I think, when they let their other people play too, which is sometimes,
yeah, I don't know when it is, but it's like literally the other teams have only got 6 points. And they've had a running clock, and you can only have a running clock if you're up by 35 points during the game. And they've had a running clock on every opponent.
That's yeah, did you like say coach. That the who said the bet? Like, is the photographer
Paul Adams who covers the thing? He said, yeah, he said he's covered a lot of football, but he's in this and a lot of great football, but he's never seen anything like these 2022 Ubley Bearcats. So go Bearcats!
That's crazy because I know, I felt like when I was in high school, we were really good,
and you made it.
We made it to states, but they didn't win. We've never won states though, right? We always get there, and
well, I don't think we even always get there.
Well, we got there a couple times. We got there a couple times. Well, Vic was, since I've been with Vic, they've gotten there too.
No, I don't think so.
Yes. Vic went down there. They lost though. Yeah. Vic's first time coaching, he went to Ford Field.
Oh, did he?
100%. Yeah.
Well, anyways, they're going to win this year. So go Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, it's really exciting. And there's nothing like football in Ubley or in the Thumb. I swear that
everyone goes crazy, but it's like boring. It's so boring.
It's not boring for those people. Oh, they like love and breathe football.
If my kid though played, I think it'd be different. But it's like sitting in the cold. I just did it in high school because everyone was supposed to do it. And like I make the sign for my boyfriend and I'm like, yeah, we're here. But it's like, oh man, it's so boring. TV on TV is boring.
And I don't find it boring. I don't find it boring. I find it like when Jesse played, like, stressful, like I said before, all you see is all these people, everybody getting hit and down on the ground. And yeah, so that was like stressful, but I love like that we have such good kids and they're winning. Yeah. And,
I'm just talking about in general, the sport, but yes, go Ubley Bearcats. You guys are awesome. I'm sure people think that other sports are boring, like volleyball or something.
Oh yeah. I'm sure.
Which I do not think it's boring. So it's just, we all have our different preferences. And
I think watching golf is boring, but so that, yeah. And there's a lot of people that don't. So yeah. So everybody has, so football is not your favorite sport to watch is what you're saying.
No, but I feel like we're always really decent at it.
We are really good. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's our best sport for sure.
And they're saying that this is like the best we've ever been. So
that's so weird. I know, that's awesome for them. Yeah. That's really awesome. Like they should be very proud, and I'm sure they are. And hopefully they win states, and we'll announce it if they do.
And Victor's family is going to be here that weekend, so I think that they're going to be becoming Ubley Bearcats for the
And it's inside, thank goodness. So it's more fun when you're not freezing.
Right.
So
I don't like to freeze either. So
yeah, I think going into an actual stadium and not being freezing, then it's way more fun. So.
And then another cool thing is, I don't know if every state has Marshalls, but there's like a TJ Maxx Marshalls.
Oh, I was like, wait, what are you talking about?
Do they all have Marshalls? Yeah,
because I went in Puerto Rico.
Oh, and I went to Florida. Florida before.
I took Gretchen and Vic's dad, and they were all coming out with stuff. They liked it.
Okay. So anyways, we got a Marshall's 40 minutes away and we checked it out today. It just opened yesterday. And so me and Nicole headed there today to check it out. And it was actually a really good Marshall's. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was really good. And it was super clean and like, just like,
well, it just opened yesterday.
I know. So it was nice, like fresh product, not picked over, super clean. The workers were so nice and people
busy, busy. No, we had to get the last cart.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. It's crazy how, but it didn't seem packed. So I feel like they have a good amount of carts. It was packed, but not like anxiety packed.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. I think literally probably only two times in any aisle did I have to like squeeze to let somebody through.
Yeah.
Besides that, I was by myself. So maybe they don't have a ton of carts.
Which is kind of nice because then it's like, okay, well.
Yeah, because it wasn't like anything like, and I think I waited behind. They had six registers running.
Definitely.
And I probably like had three people in front of me. So like 10 people in line, mm-hmm. like while I was paying. So that wasn't that bad. But anyway, so that's cool. So go check it out if you're in our area, see what you think of it and
see what we left you there. Not much.
Yeah, it was fun.
I walked out and people were commenting the whole time about my cart and stuff. It's just so funny because I was just thinking, like, there's got to be more of me's out there, I feel like. And then one girl's like, that's how you do it, girl, when she saw my cart. And then when I was walking out with my cart, the one girl goes, geez, did you leave anything in there for the rest of us? And then another person was just, like, commenting, like, dang, you go, girl. I'm like, you guys, this is I said, the carts are tiny because I had stuff in my hands. Well,
she had a lot of stuff because I'm going to tell you what happened. I was four people behind her. And so she got to started paying before me. I got up there, got my stuff, and I got a good amount of stuff because I spent almost $200. I had a lot of little stuff, like stocking stuff or stuff. So I had a good amount of stuff. And me and Arrow went through and waited because she had the keys. It was 20 minutes later and she's still paying. I was like, oh my goodness. It was so long that Arrow got down and actually found something else that he thought was pretty. He always says, nice. So I said, asked him if he wanted to get it for Mama, and he did. So we actually went back in a line and paid again, and she still wasn't done paying. I don't know if they were like making plans for dinner dates over there or what, but she was a long time.
They were just kind of overwhelmed or something.
I don't know if they were wrapping her stuff all up, but I was like, whoa.
I didn't get that much. But yeah, two carts full.
Yeah.
I'd say. But I only had one.
Maybe they were just poked. My girl was really fast that rung me up. So maybe it was just the way.
Because this season's fun. Marshall's great prices. And when you're buying we buy for everyone in the family. So it's like you see something, perfect stocking stuffer. Oh, we found really great matching family pajamas for a good price. Normally, I would pay a lot more than that. So I'm like, all right, let's all get a pair. And then I was like, Mom, you need a couple nightgowns. I'm going to get you this. And then I'm like, oh, this decoration's cute. Just stuff like that. I found some pickled vegetables for my brother.
I'm glad I'm with her sometimes because sometimes she just wants to buy me a bunch of stuff. And she'll be like, Ma, you need some of this. I'm like, no. And then like even with Arrow, she'll be like, I need to go look. No more pajamas. I said, you got him enough. I got him four pairs already. No, he doesn't need any. Like I have to like remind her of all this. So she gets really excited. But
love shopping in person. It's just so much more fun.
Because we don't do it very often.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I go to Marshall's like once every like 3 months.
And I'm going to share. I'm going to share some more questions on the Coca-Cola Anti page because I love looking and seeing all the answers, which I did not check out the villages yet. I liked the stuff, but I want to actually look at them. I put up a thing and asked if you put up a Christmas village, and I want to ask different other questions about traditions and decorating and like that kind of stuff. And actually like Arrow loves, this is what I'm going to tell you. I just put mine up and he loves the skating pond. So mm-hmm. I ordered him a toy one from Amazon with a Snoopy. So hopefully it's kind of cool and he actually likes it and wants to play with it. But I'm going to definitely ask more questions, but I just saw this today and I showed Nicole, but I want to tell you now in case I forget and Thanksgiving dinner is going to be coming up.
Yeah, this is cool.
But it showed disposable muffin pans, like the silver ones you can buy at the dollar store. And they said to keep them at your house for leftovers for Thanksgiving dinner because they're coming a pack of six, like it's a square thing, like for six muffins. And you can put, say you're delivering dinner to somebody, you can put a different thing and eat, you know, the mashed potatoes in one, the stuffing in one, the turkey in one, the sweet potatoes.
Such a good idea.
But it's like perfect. Nothing runs into each other. And especially it says it's good for like the elderly people that you take things to who like to, because maybe they won't eat all six cups at once. And it could also say they are going to eat it all like a dinner. You put it right in the oven for a minute because it's a pan that goes in the oven.
Yeah, but not the microwave, right?
No. No, you actually can warm it up in the for leftovers, but I'm going to pick up some of them because
I will tell
such...
you though, that's not very much room for my leftovers that I like.
Yeah, but it actually is
I'll
a
take
good.
Four
it,
of them.
It actually is a good way though to send something home with a plate. It's like sending a plate home without having a big old sloppy. And they come with like lids most of the time, or you can just flat out tin foil. But it looked really cool. It was a really really good idea, I thought.
So are we going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to get some. Just I mean,
send some home for
Jeffy. We're gonna all be around, so Jeffy definitely wants more than that.
That's what I said. So you got to buy him a six pack, six meals.
Yeah, I'll have to get him the big square ones that you just pack them all in a box. Jesse likes leftovers.
No, but that, you know what? That's a good idea for Christmas dinner when we go, if we go to like Aunt Kim's or something, and you want to take a like one meatball. You know what I mean? The one like little thing of each.
Well, Nicole, you can fit at least four meatballs in one of those.
You can fit one meatball.
No, you cannot.
If you want to take home six meatballs, you just put one meatball each one. No.
Okay, she's a little, I think she's like lost her mind. No, mom.
You put
meatballs
is,
in one, mashed potatoes in another.
A cupcake is the size of a meatball, basically. You can maybe fit two.
No, you can put them
what
on top
of
each other.
Not the pre-rolled meatballs, the real meatballs that you make. You
I know. Okay, I'm going to have to show a picture.
Definitely can't fit more than two, if you're lucky.
If I wanted to pack a plate, I could get four meatballs in one cup.
No,
I'll
you
tell
can't.
You.
I bet you $100.
Okay, we're shaking right now.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And your normal size meatballs.
I know. I'm going to show you. Okay. And let me think. I think we have one more question I'm going to ask you and then we'll wrap her up. This is another question. Somebody asked if we would we ever consider going on a huge family trip to another country with the whole family?
That's up to my mom. My mom and my dad would be the hardest ones to convince of that. Well, Jesse would be too. You guys would all be hard to convince.
Jesse would be the hardest, I think, but I have to start first. I want to start with like some place like Cancun or Bahamas or something. I've never even done anything like that yet. Mm-hmm. So that would have to be, and I cannot believe that because everybody around here goes to Cancun and Bahamas and
like an all inclusive. You've never been.
Yeah. And I've never, ever, ever been to anything like that. And Nicole's wedding was going to be my first one at Turks
and Caicos.
And, but so I would like to start with doing that. And I think we could get everybody to do that as far as going to like Paris or
Spain or something.
I don't know. That's a little bit down.
Yeah. I mean,
not that I wouldn't want to.
I would probably love the most if everybody went. Vic has been wanting to take me overseas. He says it all the time. But I will say that I get like a little bit of anxiety and my mom is like my comfort to my anxiety. So if she went and my dad would be great to hang out with Vic and stuff. I think we would all have a lot of fun, but it would be
I can see that farther down in the future. Yeah. 'Cause we, you know,
for like 2 weeks or something and we just book everything out, so it's kind of just like chill, right? We all like the same type of things. None of us like to go party until 3 a.m. That's Victor's parents. Hey, Gretchen.
No, we're all in bed by 9 o'clock.
I think
Victor's the same way now too. It's like you rub off on each other. When you work hard all day, you can't play hard at night. You play hard during the day and you go to sleep at night. That's
how
I feel.
Last night we were in bed by 8:30. I was texting my mom at 6. I'm like, I'm up. Because I was
this
like,
morning
so
and
tired
I was
up.
Like, you must have
like,
went to bed early.
Because
I texted her last night at 9, just a little bit after 9. And I said, oh my gosh, Marshall's open today. And didn't get no response till 6 this morning from it. So I knew she went. I'm like, oh wow, she went to sleep last night.
And that felt good. But okay, thank you guys so much for joining us. My mom is...
Continue to put any questions on there that you want answered. We try to answer. Oh, the one I didn't ask you, I just got a response back. Somebody asked if we would pay $8 $8 for a blue check mark. So I said, I don't know what you mean by that. And she said, Elon Musk put
Elon.
That.
Elon. Oh my God.
Who is okay I do not know who Elon Musk is. Who is that,
mom? You know how I found out about Elon Musk? I didn't know either for the long. It's like the richest man in the world, I think.
Okay,
he like invented Tesla and stuff, I think. And you know who Memphis from Big Brother every morning would talk about Elon Musk. And that's the only reason I ever heard that name.
Elon Musk. Sorry. E-L-O-N. I seen how it was spelled.
He's the owner of Twitter now. Is that what she was saying?
Yeah, she said that he wants to put it so all the like celebrities have to pay an $8 fee per month to keep their blue check mark. Like
he does not need more money. That's so stupid. I'm glad I don't have Twitter.
But anyways, they wanted to know if you would pay $8 a month for that. I would think, okay, if I was a star and that was my platform, I would say, yes, I would do that just because you could just use it as a business expense and it's $8 a month.
No, Mom, do you know what though? I saw all celebrities are leaving Twitter because of him.
Oh, I know. I'm saying anything. What if it was Instagram? Would you leave? If it was something, I'm not saying Twitter. I don't like Twitter.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, would you for pay Instagram, the $8 for a month to keep your blue check mark on Instagram?
For people to know that it's really me, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the blue check mark is. And you just use it as a tax write-off for a business expense because it's obviously a business.
But why the heck is he even doing that? That's so weird.
Well, I think he's getting a lot of slack. I don't know if he's actually doing it. She sent me the article to read, but it was like literally 5 minutes before we just jumped on to record
Elon
this.
Elon Musk.
So anyways, Elon Musk.
I can't wait to tell Victor that one. Me and my mom, we are seriously like, we're just so much the same because the whole summer I spent not knowing who Elon Musk was, but I did not say it to anyone because I know live feeds and I was like, I do not want to look like an idiot.
Okay, so now she's saying I look like an idiot. But I knew it was somebody with a lot of money, and I knew it was somebody that like was taking over Twitter. I kind of knew that, but I don't know. No, sometimes I just pay attention to things in my own life and not that kind of stuff, which is kind of bad. I need to know who Elon Musk is.
Well, you know what though? I just learned like the Kardashians. I started watching their show and it took me this long, but it's like, cause you just hear people saying I've never knew which one was which or whatever. And now I feel like, okay, I can definitely know which one's which. And I'm like, hey, they're not like so bad. They get a bad rap. You know, I kind of feel bad, but the mom is who I really like. The mom seems really nice and really
cool.
And
I watched it like 10 years ago and just for a little bit. So I'd have to watch it again to know who they were, but I remember liking it.
And we just started Bachelor in Paradise. We watched that like the last couple years and that's really like good and kind of drama ish. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. But if I didn't watch it and you're talking about it, I would not know what
it
was.
No, I was super like, I'll be honest. I was super judgy, like about all that stuff, a super judgy, just like, ugh, like who wants to watch that? And now I'm like, me and Vic got the popcorn out. We're like, yeah, like let's watch this stuff. Me and Victor are just like, these people are nuts, but it's so entertaining.
And my husband, oh my gosh, if I have to like, he has to fall asleep and then I can like watch it because he like literally looks at like, I don't know what he thinks. He thinks that people have to be really bored to watch the kind of shows that if I turn that kind of stuff on, he's like, are you okay? Like, what are you even watching?
It's just Bachelor in Paradise.
And he goes, that's what I say. And I said, he goes, well, you're married and you don't need to watch that stuff. It's like, it makes me feel like I'm watching something bad. It's like, okay, never mind. I'm not even clicking this stuff on.
Meanwhile, he turns on Naked and Afraid, which I feel really weird watching that show. I think that show is weird.
He thinks the shows that he watches are okay, but not the ones that I watch. But he was like that with Big Brother before Nicole ever went on. He literally, the only two seasons he ever watched was she was on. And he would ask me like,
why are you watching that?
Yeah. Are you a teenager? Like he'll ask me like random weird questions about things that I watch. So I like, okay, is he sleeping, snoring? Okay. Let me turn on what I want to watch.
You give Dad a hard time for his music and he gives you a hard time for your shows. Cause now I even remember he'd give you a hard time if you even watch like Hallmark movies.
Oh, I don't even Lifetime and Hallmark. He's that's what gives women ideas. I'm like, where'd you get these sayings from and what kind of ideas are they going to give you? Like, it's
basically,
just,
so the girls on the beach, I think he's afraid that Mom's going to go on the show in a bikini and try to get a man. It's Dad.
No, he doesn't think that. I don't know what he thinks.
What kind of ideas does he think Bachelor in Paradise is going to give you?
That it's going to be like, if the men are taking all these women on these romantic dates, that I'm going to want him to take me on these romantic dates and do this, everything that they do. And just, I don't, that's all I can think of.
Because he sometimes wakes up out of sleep.
And the Hallmark movies he's not against. It's the Lifetime movies.
Lifetime, yeah.
He thinks, well, that's what makes all they are is about these women poisoning their husband or killing their husbands or burying them in their backyards. And he just
Lifetime movies are intense.
And he's like, what? God, why would you want to watch
my
that
grandma
stuff?
Loves Lifetime movies. Is Lifetime still a channel? Is it still a channel?
On Hulu, there's lots of Lifetime. It says Lifetime. That's what. That's Lifetime. Don't put Lifetime on the words because I can make him think it's a real movie, but I can't because it literally says Lifetime at the bottom. So I cannot even watch one if I want to because sometimes I do like to watch, you know, I don't watch them very often, but once every 6 months, I'd like to watch a Lifetime movie, but I cannot because it says Lifetime on it.
That's funny.
And he thinks that they're the worst.
Yeah, he does. I don't know.
And with his music, the reason I give him a hard time is because if he likes a song, he will play the same song 20 times on the iPad over and over.
Oh, my God. Be like, but I used to live there just like over and over.
I'll be upstairs and I can't even hear very good, but I'll hear the same tunes going. So I'm like, I holler down and I'm like, next song. So when he loves his Bob Seger and oh, he can listen to Bob Seger and Elvis and yeah, like older music, like, but it's like, let the whole album play. Don't just keep playing
the
same one
like
over.
Or even like any like American song too. I feel like what's the one? I mean, he just really appreciates really good voices too. So he'll be on like YouTube watching like America's Got Talent. Look at this kid. Or
oh yeah, if they have a good thing. And he'll you have to see it 5 times because he walks and shows each person and watches it again. It's so yes, I do.
So now Errol loves music. So he like loves that Errol loves music. He's like, yeah, he's like his grandpa. Next Elvis Presley right here.
So I like, yeah. So I do give him a hard time about his music and he gives me a hard time about TV. But I was like, I don't even want to answer. Like, I seriously, when he looks at me like funny, like, do you, like, I have two heads. What are you watching? I don't even want to answer anymore. So I'd rather literally not watch any TV till he's sleeping. Cause I like get embarrassed. Like, I'm like, should I be embarrassed? Cause I want to watch a Lifetime or I want to watch Bachelor in Paradise. I'm like, Nicole and Victor watch it.
Yeah. Then you said that one time as a defense, Nicole and Victor watch it.
I say everybody watch it. I said my friends all watch this stuff. Like, yeah. I don't, I'm like, what's wrong with it?
Does he say that about Survivor? Probably not.
No, he doesn't say anything about Survivor.
Or Amazing Race.
He's always sleeping during Amazing Race, so he's never sees me watch that one. Mm-hmm. Survivor, if they're talking, just doing their thing, he probably does. But it seems like he always just sees when the challenges are going on. Mm-hmm. So if it's something like with challenges and stuff, it's just when there's any drama. He doesn't do any shows that have drama. That is, he likes action. And sometimes comedy, but mostly just action. Isn't that what you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
He is drama 0%.
Yeah, like Liam, what's his name? Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he That's loves. Like his favorite. But I mean, I will watch his action like movies and sometimes too. I don't like them at all. And I will sit there and watch him and not say a word the entire time. I just don't say anything. So the plan is I go up to bed first. He's on the iPad looking at his music and looking at the deer cameras and whatever he looks at. So then I come up and I'll start a movie. I hear his footsteps coming. I hurry and put it to where it starts at, like where you can pick for anything from. Hand it to him and say, you pick something and see if he wants to pick anything. He flicks to the remote for about 5 minutes, hands it back and says he's going to sleep. But then I wait for him to go to sleep. Then I put my movie back on. That's how it works.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. And we only watch TV like what right before bed because
I don't watch
never
TV in the living
room. TV on ever So it's like at night, but you can really catch, I mean, you can catch up on a show if you want to.
I watch he likes to turn on the news at 6 o'clock, so we'll turn on the news at 6 and that we can watch that, and then I go upstairs pretty early, like, then turn on the TV because I know I got to get some TV time in before he heads up. So
that's
I'm usually
exactly what I do with
about 7:30. If there's nothing going on that evening by 7:30, I'm upstairs. Mm-hmm. I mean, what about everybody there? Do you like to watch TV in bed or do you watch TV in the living room and stay out there?
Dad likes his 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's the first one. The TV gets turned on. If he's home, if we're home at 6, which he has not been home. He likes to hunt and he's gone all the time right now hunting. And nobody's been home at 6. So the TV doesn't go on even in the living room. It hasn't in weeks. It's not until I go upstairs and turn on the TV.
We didn't grow up like,
we didn't even have TVs in our rooms at night.
Mm-mm. But Vic's family, like, watch TV when they would eat dinner. And so now that's, like, he's got me doing that. And it's, like, normal, you know? So you just,
when Victor's, when Victor's home, the TV's always on.
Yeah. He loves, if you're like, not, like, the today, background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we turn it on, it's Barney and that's it. But me and Nicole do, it has to, it's very odd. Very odd if we turn on anything besides Barney. yeah, during the day, sad, but like on the days Victor's home, the TV's going all day. I don't even know what's going to be on, but something's on.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a game. It can anything, but something's always on.
Yeah, totally. So
he turns the TV on. Alrighty. Well, that was,
well, we made it almost to 45 minutes. So that was pretty good. We didn't so even mean
you
to.
You women who got to get a bath last week, you're going to get another one this week. Enjoy them.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye.